Today's GeoQuiz follows a unique catamaran on a slow trip around the globe. One of the catamaran stopovers was in Southeast Asia in a nation of more than 7,000 islands. This nation lies east of Vietnam. It was named after Crown Prince Philip II of Spain. Now, about that catamaran, it's attempting to circumnavigate the globe relying on solar power. But it's going to take a while. This catamaran's average speed is a whopping 6 miles an hour. So you have plenty of time to name that large Southeast Asian archipelago where the vessel stopped recently. We'll be back later in the show with the answer. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we were looking for a Southeast Asian nation of more than 7,000 islands. The answer is the Philippines. The largest solar-powered boat in the world recently docked there on its journey around the globe. It's a catamaran dubbed Turanor. The name comes from the Lord of the Rings novels and means power of the sun, and solar power is what is now propelling the catamaran on its way to Singapore. Reporter Simone Orendine went on board when the vessel was docked in the Philippines Navy headquarters. She filed this report.
On this overcast morning along Manila Bay, the Turanor Planet Solar is docked on still, murky waters. The catamaran looks like an imposing spacecraft out of the Star Wars movie, with gray-tinted solar tiles covering just about every bit of surface exposed to the sun. Before we even get on the yacht, the project's creator and co-skipper, Rafael Domjan, chatters excitedly about its features.
So this is Planet Solar. It's the biggest solar boat in the world.
The boat is about 115 feet long, and when the solar panels are extended out like wings, it's 85 feet wide. He explains that everything is huge on this $20 million yacht because it must survive a journey around the world depending on just the sun, or else it fails to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
We had two very big batteries. We have for 3 days of battery. But we charge, of course, the battery only with the energy from the sun.
It's a quick walk on the plank from the dock to the boat.
Welcome on board.
Domjan is an adventurer from Switzerland, and he was a mountain guide during several trips to Iceland. He says over 10 years, he watched the same glacier shrink, and this sparked his passion for energy conservation. So Domjan helped to create a solar-powered computer server and dreamed up this around-the-world trip on a sun-powered boat. Swiss electrical engineer Christian Auschenbein keeps tabs on the Turanor's energy management.
We have always to balance with what we get from the sun and what we think what we get for the next days, because when we are running out of our battery, then we say it's game over.
Auschenbein says there is no spare battery, but there is a gas-powered motor for a real emergency.
So welcome on the cockpit.
In the hot cockpit, an electric fan is on full blast. Domjan points to a big monitor. The orange screen is filled with arrows pointing right and left. A symbol of the sun is at the center.
So this is the map, this is the prediction of the sun. At the moment, this is the power from the sun, 800 watts for each square meter.
The yacht weighs 95 tons and moves an average of 6 miles an hour, with a crew of six. Captain Erwan Le Roussic of France says it ends up being cheaper than a motorized yacht of the same size.
These guys, these small yachts, usually they don't have enough capacities on board to cross the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean to do more than 3,000 miles without stopping. So if you're speaking about what we've just done, which is Australia to Philippines without a stop, they would need a few tons of diesel oil to do this kind of trip.
Domjan calls this boat a bargain. Keeping it running is a fraction of what a diesel-powered boat costs, but like all alternative power vehicles, there's a trade-off. The price tag is about 5 times as much as a regular boat of the same length. Domjan says he hopes to find a forward-thinking buyer for the Turanor soon after this round-the-world tour ends next spring. For The World, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.